With Stephen Foster talking about the last weekend of the season before Christmas. Starting on Saturday, Stephen, a home game, Deeside Dragons, shortly after the trip down there, so we kind of knew what they were about. And from kind of 1 to 60, a strong performance all night and got the just rewards.
Yeah, I think the boys showed up for it. You know, it's important because these are a good offensive team, and that's what we were to make sure we were good defensively. Thought we started off the game very positive. Had a little bit of little points, but yeah, strong, solid performance. Jacob played great in goal for us as well last night, and yeah, the lads put a lot into last night and got their rewards.
The D-side start off, you know the kind of offensive threat they have and the speedy skill they start off, particularly the first half of the first period. They had to absorb a lot of pressure, like you said, Jacob. But the defence, with a recent addition, which we talked about separately, but they a lot of pressure absorbed, but then when Lucas got that goal, we kind of seemed to kick on from there.
Yeah, I thought the first period I thought was a strong one. Jacob had to make one big save. Apart from that, I think we kind of kept them fairly quiet and to the outside, which is what we were hoping to do. Shoot from the outside areas, make it easy for Jacob. And, he absorbed all of that. I thought we had a strong period. Didn't have such a good, I think it was the second period, we just lulled a little bit. We gave them a lot of puck in the third there, quite a lot of shots. But like you say, Jacob stood on his head for us there and we managed to get that victory.
Just before the weekend, obviously we knew Rowley was going to be out, so all these little book of tricks managed to get Patrick's back in the lineup for the weekend, for the next couple of weekends. What was it like having Paddy back in the room and on the ice, and he seemed to fit right in straight away?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously Paddy knows pretty much most of the boys anyway, but as soon as I heard that Rowley was going to be out, made a quick phone call to Paddy to say, what's your situation, where you're at, are you playing, are you not? And I thought he made a good account of himself last night, particularly because he's only been on the ice on Wednesday and Thursday, not with us up in Edinburgh, so he hasn't been on since the end of last season. So yeah, I thought he made a good account of himself, and he fits right back in. He's a player that's all in, isn't he, at the end of the day, and he's a team player and wants everybody to do well. I thought he was a lot more composed instead of rushing in. There's times where last night he could have rushed in to go and sort things out, but he stayed controlled, and that was perfect for us.
Yeah, and hopefully the next couple of weeks, while Rowley's allowed to come through the couple of weeks, we can have him for the next couple of weeks, and he can give us that stability for the game ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got obviously with Paddy back there, we've got Sugar, who skated back for us but played forward for us and had been playing D, he's back. Joe Walls will be back fully with us from next week. He already had something on this weekend, which is why he couldn't make this weekend. I think we've got a little bit more strength and depth through our defence right now.
And the way the guys were digging in last night, I think the crowd got behind them. You could see it was a good Saturday crowd as well, for the last one before Christmas. The crowd got behind the guys, the atmosphere, particularly towards the end where you were chasing, the empty net goal, sealed it, but you could feel decent. We're pressing for that equaliser. It made for a great atmosphere on Saturday night.
It did, because at one point, there was a bit of momentum swings as the game went on, and it was on a knife edge, and I guess that's what you want as a fan. You want to have those nice tight games that could go either way, that are exciting. It was nice for a change for us to come out on the right side of that. We've had several of those this year that we've come out on the wrong side of that. So it was nice that hard work, effort, and the support of the fans that helped us get over the line.
The exertions and the, obviously there was a few bumps and bruises that we talked about last night, when coming into tonight in Nottingham, the lineup was kind of up in the air right until. Well, pretty much as we got here, we're still finalising the lineup. So, what was the kind of discussions and things to kind of put a team on tonight?
It's just making sure, first of all, we've got enough players that we put, that we're not having to really trash the players who are here, you know, being too short bench and being too tired. It's that, particularly on a two-game weekend as well, because obviously you put a lot in on Saturday, means that it's hard to recoup fully ready for the Sunday. But we've got the likes of, obviously, Ethan played up front for us today. He's done little bits and he'll jump in wherever he can. We've got us a goal tonight as well, and we after Ethan scored that goal, we had a lot of momentum.
So in it's a nice game, and Carol's here with us.
I am.
From Stars Media. Do you want to go through tonight's game with us?
I think my best observation of it was that, you know, we were short benched, and clearly the exertions of last night were kind of taking their toll by the third period. But for me, what stood out is Nottingham have scored one even-handed goal tonight. All of their goals were special play, a few not the empty netter at the end. So four power play goals and a shorty for Nottingham tonight. Clearly something not quite working right for us on the special play tonight.
No, and like previously, our penalty kill's been very, very good. We've come up against a team tonight that on paper doesn't really compare to our team. However, their work rate was better than ours for the full 60 minutes. Not the full 60 minutes. We showed and put some pressure. When we started putting pressure on the end of that second period, we looked good, and they looked a little bit average at that point in time. But their work rate is hard. They're kind of relentless, are all over us, you know, whether that was just because they only had one game this weekend or we were kind of flagging a bit. But we got a little bit overwhelmed with that at times, and they're putting pressure on us in our zone when we should be putting that pressure on in their zone. So, like I say, they've got good young ones coming through, and they're always going to, but they've got a little bit more strength and deficit the side, which they haven't particularly had for a while in Nottingham. So it must be nice for them to have a little bit of that, a few more experienced players there to kind of blend in with the young ones. But yeah, at the end of the day, they deserve it over the 60 minutes tonight. You know, they worked hard, and like I say, special teams, they were good on tonight and punished us.
So we've come down here with our two backup goalies, if you like. Both of our first choice keepers are not available at the moment for various reasons, but shout out to Jack, who basically trains every single week. He turns up for every session, he goes to every game, whether he's dressing or not, and tonight he's put in a performance between the pipes.
Yeah, he has. I mean, first shot went in, stepped a little bit back in his goal, and he was apologising to us, which he doesn't need to do. But then after that, he made some really, really strong saves. He took a bit of a heavy hit to his head there in the first period. Said he was okay, wasn't too deep, but then still made some good saves. I think on some of it, we kind of left him out to dry on some of it, where we gave him breakaways, and, you know, we should be doing better in those situations. But yeah, it's good for him to step in. Thank you for Ryan and Gaz from the book for allowing us to have Ryan. And it was one of those, because Ryan trains with us every Wednesday or other times when we're kind of short for a Thursday as well. And you know, it was one of those. I was hoping to try and get them both ice time, and it was on a bit of a knife edge there, obviously going into the third period. So you can't really do that. But I thought Jack did a good solid job for us tonight.
So we've got this Christmas Cup coming up next weekend, after everybody's eaten a turkey. Obviously, there's no league points up for grabs. It is just local pride. We've not seen the Warriors since we played them in pre-season. What's going to be the approach to those games?
To win. You know, at the end of the day, I think, yes, it's not ideal for some of the players who are pumped and bruised and stuff like that, and it would be nice to have an extra, like, the full week off and stuff like that, getting ready for the games. However, we've got them. We might as well win them, because everything's going to feel better for New Year going into them if we win those games. and it's also bragging rights. It's one of those that I think will probably come down to the team that wants it the most, you know, and we've got to make sure that's us. Yes, a bit of a cup up for it, but it's not really the cup. I think for us, we need to start getting some momentum going, ready for the league games, so other teams aren't going to be playing over Christmas. We've got that chance to try and keep that a little bit fresh. You know, we've been on the ice, we've just kept the legs going, so hopefully when it comes to those league games in January, then, you know, that we're good, and hopefully that we've come up on the back of two wins from that.
Obviously the Warriors are no longer in our league, but as you say, it's still the North East Derby. It still means a lot to the players and the fans that have watched both teams for forever. So Saturday at the Forum, obviously you will be hoping to see a big crowd, and I'm sure we will get one. I'm sure Warriors will travel in numbers. It is all about really getting behind the lads and making sure there's still the North East top dogs.
Absolutely, and there's a good chance that we can do that. Like I say, we approach it with the right attitude, going hard, be physical, because we know it's going to be kind of a physical game. We've got to do that, and we've got to be in a position where we outwork them, because, like I say, we've beaten them now quite a bit over the last few years, and that's going to hurt from them. So we've just got to make sure we don't give any of that momentum back, and we keep ourselves to be the top dogs in the North. And like I say, hopefully we'll have players back for that as well, so we should be good.
Right, well, it's hopefully it's in front of a nice full house at the Forum. Just want to wish yourself and everybody on the team bus going back a Merry Christmas. Enjoy Hooters, I'm sure you will. Have a great Christmas, and we'll see everybody for hopefully a nice big full house on Saturday.
Absolutely, and thank you for all that yourself and Craig do, and everybody who helps out at the rink, whether that's people selling raffle tickets, whether it's selling programmes, just helping out on doors and stuff like that. It all helps, and I hope everybody and all of the fans have a good Christmas. Thank you for all your support, and like I say, let's be there, be loud and proud when we hit the ice against Whitley, and let's get you some rewards, and let's enjoy Christmas.